Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were learning a tshuva in the Sefer Avnei Tzedek of the Heilige Yitav Leiv. And so a shaila that was asked, there was a certain person who had a letter from a Reform rabbi saying that this Reform rabbi had Al Yodei Nichnas B'Gvitz Shalom Ravinu. Apparently this Reform rabbi was the Mayel, and he made him a ger. So is this person Mutar B'Bas Yisrael? Can he marry a Jewish girl? And we saw that when a person is a Muksa Kigoi, we don't believe Eid Echotz. When he has a Cheskas Goy, then we don't believe Eid Echotz. We saw the Shitas HaRosh, the Shitas HaRambam, that even if a person says, and based in Plonia, it was Misgayer, it doesn't help us. Even though it's the Mel Sefer de Legluye, so it should not be Yehuda, a lot of very, very Chashev Inyanim. And now we're going to continue. Uvazeh Amarti, but then we said that, that at the end, we said, he's a race on his cheskas nachri because he's a bris milah. Okay, that's only a race on the milah. But who says there was kabbalas mitzvahs and tefillah? So merely you need two edim. Ubeze amadati says a Rabbi Gusiel Yehuda Teitelboim, not to be confused with Rabbi Gusiel Yehuda Halberstam. But I'm sure they're the same mishpacha. All chassidisha, all great rabbis are somehow related. They intermarried. It says that you're not allowed to marry someone off who says he's a ger until he brings Eidim or he does tevila. What about a tafas dam bris? If he did mila when he was a guy, you have to do a tafas dam bris. So why don't we say here also you have to do a tafas dam bris when he comes and says that he's Jewish? According to what we paskin, that you don't make a bracha on a tavas dam bris because we're misupik. If you have to be mativ dam bris or not, when a person was nimal by Yosef Nachri, came over by Beis Yosef, tibor maschil umashikaser b'shem agona b'shachsiv katan aleph. So Nilcha, the Kanu Seik Seik, as here it's a Seik Seik, it's Sefik Shem Nimal, this guy could enter, maybe. He had a meal that was properly done. Then Slam Nimal Kshu Nachri, you want to say that he was Nimal when he was a guy, so maybe Ein Tzarech Lahatif, maybe you don't even need to do a Tov. Maybe you don't need to draw blood. Avo Laharan, B'Shem HaRamban. If you have Beis Yosef, Shem B'Shar Poiskim, Shesob Dim Nimal Kshu Nachri, Tzarech Lahatif, Menor Dan Briz, B'Vadem, Vorach Lom, B'Tzvalat Dan Briz, but according to those who hold it, one was Nimal B'Tor Nachri, he still has to do a Tavis Dan Bris and he makes a Baracha. So if somebody's Muchzok L'Nachri and there are no Edim that he was Misgayer, he just says he was Misgayer, you have to be Matav Dan Bris, Misveka, because maybe he was Nimal and he was in Nachri, there's only one Suffolk. So the Kasha is, how come the Poskim don't say when somebody comes forward and says he converted, how come it says they has to do Milan, he has to do Tvila? Or he has to bring Edim. What about a Tavis Dan Bris? So maybe he needs a Tavis, even if he's Nimal, it doesn't matter. Even if he's Nimal, according to some Rishon, or needs a Tavis Dan Bris Vade. So based on what we said in the previous shir, it's very good. As far as Mila is concerned, we don't need his words, but we see that he's Nemo. So maybe he was Nemo, the Shem Gerus. Maybe he was nimol l'shem geilus. Maybe he was nimol to be a Jew. So he doesn't have a chazaka anymore of not being nimol. So then we believe him. That's what we spoke about in the previous shiur. But when is an eid echad neman? An eid echad is neman. Then when you have a reyusa, you have a cheskas iser, and then you have a reyusa on the chazaka, then we can believe the eid echad. Eid echad is not believe against a shtaka cheskas iser. But if there's a reyusa on the cheskas iser, then eid echad is neman. Eid echad is neman to be var. Someone says, kidashti is biti, so somebody can say, I'm the guy. I don't know who I was in Kaddish or to. He says, I'm the guy. Oh, we believe him. And in eid echad, if there's already a reyusa, if there's already a reyusa, he's just making a beiru, we're not sure. So that we believe in eid echad. It's also when someone comes forth and he's nimol, and he says it was l'shem geirus, we believe him because an eid echad is believed to be mevarer when we anyway have a suffix and there's a reyusa in the chazak. There's a reyusa and is not being nimol because he is nimol, not being nimol l'shem yahadus. Maybe he was nimol l'shem yahadus. So memela, we believe him to say that he was. And therefore you have to be matbilin. So Baruch Hashem, I really love these tshuvas. He always has such good lumdis and pilpulim, pkiyas and shas, poiskin. Hadron lenidoy didon, mikim tzurik, says the Heilige Hitav Leiv, lenidon shelanu, to our issue, the issue at hand. This person wasn't muchzuk lenachri. You know, every other ksav mishnah and sagi bochi losi Israelis. Aval sveke dideo vameidu mimasov nikel shumin vapikayres. So this person didn't have a cheskas guy. The person we don't believe that say he converted is a person with a cheskas guy. This guy never had a cheskas guy. So if he just had a letter from an Ish Naaman, that'd be enough to marry him off to a nice Yiddish Meidel. But his suffix is that who's made on him? This Freidiger, what's a Freidiger? A reform rabbi. Masov nikel shum min vapikoyres. Okay, no Naaman, we're going to believe this reform rabbi. The Eisim Safkli Amaisa Milshin Asi Odim Kashya, reform rabbi's bris milah is a good bris milah. So this Rav, this Rabbi Reinitz, who is writing the Shaila, suggested that we can be samech on the bris milah of this reform rabbi, because bnei keturah, according to the Rambam, are chayiv in bris milah, and therefore they can circumcise Jewish people because they're included in the pasuk of himol yimol. Somebody themselves is chayiv in milah, can have to circumcise others, may circumcise others. Their bris milah is kosher. Vein b'shagis aliyah b'simin memtes. Can do money. We want to shear on that tshuva. So, if not that one, but this time we learned the Shagasari and B'nai Keturah. Koponim, so they're included in Himol Yimol. So if so, so this reform rabbi, even if he's a koifil, but he holds a Brit Mitzvah Mila. Back then they were holding a Mitzvah Mila. Today reformed a Brit Mila. I think some do, some, I don't know. Hope they do. So he was machzik B'nai Mitzvah Mila, v'lo garam B'nai Keturah, just like B'nai Keturah. Who aren't even Jewish are kosher for the Mila, so to this Min Vapikaris reform rabbi. So that's what this Rabbi Reinitz writes to the Rev Teitelbaum. V'espolim oidel shigagosei b'zeh. No, tell a shtar kongeri and Ruf that you're somech on the bris Mila of a reform rabbi. Not a good idea. I cannot believe your big mistake. Between a min and apikaris and b'nei keturah. Hello, b'nei keturah, goyim gemurim. They're goyim gemurim. And since they're included in mila, including himol yimon, they're ksherim lam l'Yisrael afilu chatchila. But a min v'apikaris and a mumr shayini, we see in Yerudei, Reis HaMachdal, Ragoz, Haramo, the mumr l'chol ha-Torah, avshein o mumr l'or l'harei uka akum. Persons we've had numerous shirim, actually we learned part of a kuntras of the Divrei Yatziv, we had many shirim on mumrim. Is a mumr a Jew or not a Jew? And the answer is Lo pashut, lo pashut. So the Hagoyis HaRamah writes that a murmur l'kol haTorah, if a person's mamish over on kol haTorah kula, except for the only aver he doesn't do is lo yizach hachoshin me'al ha'efod. He doesn't remove the choshin from the ephod, but the big day kohen gadol. But other than that, he does all the averes in the Torah. So he's ka'akum, even if he's not a murmur l'kol, he's ka'akum. It's like a goy, the lashon of the Ramah is. It's brought down by Rabbi Teitelbaum's descendant, Rav Yaakov Teitelbaum from Brooklyn, who writes the amazing, who put out this amazing new edition of the Sefer, the Avnei Tzedek. He writes, he brings the Ramah, U'mumel l'chol haTorah, oishu u'mumel l'orles, dine koyvei kochovim. He's a din goy. Goy. It's no good. We pass like the Yeshua Me'ati Mativ Dambris. So if he's a Minva Bikoris, then you require a Tavis Dambris, and B'nei Keturah is a different story. B'nei Keturah is not a Stam Goy. B'nei Keturah are included in Himo Yimo. They're Chayiv and Mila. They're Goyim. They're Chayiv and Mila. It's a male. They're included in Himo Yimo. But a Minva Bikoris is not included in Himo Yimo. He's Ka'akum. He's like a regular Goy, not like a B'nei Keturah. And he's out, so you need a toughest down Bruce. We came to Fizer, Mashkosim, my loss of a Manasa, Gufa Geros, Akfil, Vakabal, Smith, Sorg Basin, Vamina Vapikorsim, Sul, Nadis, Sulatin, Vlovi Geros Klal, Shlevifne Basin, Akin Roylo, Shikabo, Mitzvit, Washenis, Bifne Shlesha. So you said, Rabbi Reinitz, that we should. There was no Kabbalah Smiths in front of a Beis Din. These people aren't a kosher Beis Din. These are reformers. So Memela, he needs Kabbalah Smiths, he needs Tevila. But he also happens to need, I'm adding, says the Yitav Lev, says the Avnei Tzedek, I'm adding that he also needs Hatavis Dan Bris. Because his Bris Mila was done by a Goy. V'chein nira li yekor gam shemokom achor kisav titzati lismach lahamin ladim shlo idu alav vezim lo echuizu alav shepasol gam shani yodin shepasol v'chein nira mediv rechassim sofi yoridea afil midi doi raisa. Aber mag ich sagen, ich bin ein Lenin ein Nesach, bis man es ist, ich bin Rabbonon, aber bis er behält, mit der Reise, mor la hachmir, shaloi la haaminoi, bei ihm besef es schwili. Da wird er, ich bin in der Dwarf, nirm li ikir. So basically what he says is, that elsewhere, I wrote that maybe we can believe a person, that they weren't made on him in Basin and they didn't announce that he's puzzle. Even though we know that he was and we can believe him maybe, that he isn't anymore. And so to appear is from a Chasim Sofer in Yerideya, even B'midi Doi Raisa, what's this Chasim Sofer? So he's talking about to be Mitztari from age Yerideya Bo Shul puzzle, even though he wasn't, they didn't testify about him in Basin. He brings a number of steerers in this Halacha. And then as Maskani writes, Alakoch Mizan Yomer Betach, Dada Yodea Bechaver Shu Gazlan Perish Yodea Bo Shu Kvar Nase Gazlan Bishnei Eidim, Vezeid Yodea Mizah for Pisha and Acherim Oidea Mizah, the Komokom Lo Yitzar, Kim Shubem is Posselades, Mashenkim Shlo Doro Shnaim, Lo Udala Bebezdin, Abi Shodea Bo Shu Gazlan Shabafan of Gazlan, Kom Kim Shopon of Zaidus, Wemes Ruya Nachem Ukhuyev, Let Starev Imoi. The Chasim Sofer says, if there was Eidus on him in the Bezdin, he's a Gazlan, don't be Mitzarev. But if he's saying an emistika edus, you know he's telling the truth. And there was no edus, he was a gazel, and you could be mitzdaiv with him. Wow, that's a big kiddush. Even Doraisa, you could be mitzdaiv. If you didn't see him steal, if two people didn't see him steal, and there was no testimony in Beis Din. But what I wrote was bizman hazeh yayin nesech, you could be maker, which is the rabbanan. But Doraisa, it's not a good idea to be makel. In Chelek Yoyredeya and Simon Nun Gimel, Rabbeinu was asked, Shnei Achim, in other words, the Avnei Tzedek was asked about two brothers who made wine, and the younger brother had to bring the wine, brings it on Shabbos. And now the older brother says, what's the din of the Yayin? This person's a Machal Shabbos, who's Metalta Mishazarabim. So was he Shomer the Yayin? Maybe the Yayin is the din of Yayin Nesach? This is no, it doesn't, because Ein Adam Nifsal answers the Avnei Tzedek. He doesn't become Choshen until you bring Edim. Here there are no Edim, so he's not Choshut, Anyai Nesach. And in Siman Samach, he writes that you're allowed to give yayin kosher to drink to somebody who's a muchzik lidi zemachal Shabbos, because you don't make yayin nesach b'mago, you don't make it yayin nesach when you touch it. If you didn't do the chil Shabbos in front of 10 people, and there was no edus, as long as there's no edus that he was a machal Shabbos, so you can drink the wine. It's a big problem today, obviously, when a person does a wedding, you know, he marries off a non-religious couple, he gives them wine, and the wine isn't kosher anymore. But we do it anyway, and obviously, many big rabbanim do it, and they marry off couples, even that aren't from. So it's a shiloh, machalei Shabbos bismanenu. Do they make yayin nesach? Do they not? Akopanim, indeed, the dini d'oraisa, we shouldn't believe, so we're not going to believe this person. But he's a ger, and if we do believe him, we believe him that the Reform rabbi says that he's a ger. What sort of Kabbalah's mitzvah was there? What sort of tefillah was there? And if you find, concludes the Avnei Tzedek, in my tshuvas, to believe somebody even in a d'oraisa, if they didn't have any edus in the basin that he's kosher and they didn't announce it, so if you could believe him, then I changed my mind. But la halacha, it's like I write here, and the Yadi Kusiel, the parish, sends you to the tshuvas. Pnei Maven and Aruchaim Simit Sadi Aleph and Sadi Beis. Akopanim Sof Dover Akol Nishma. This person who has the letter from the Reform Rabbi converted him and did the Bris Mila. Needs to do Atav his Dam Bris. He needs Kabbalah Samitz. He needs Tefila. He's got to do it all over again. Wasn't good the first time. Okay, terrific. Baruch Hashem. Siyata Dishmaya. We saw the flaws in his tshuva, and Zerat Hashem. אנחנו נמשיך בלי נדר לעסוק בתורתו של היי גאון הרב יקותיאל יהודה טייטל בויים זכר צדיק וקדוש לברכה. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.